And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Good evening, Kelly Alexander with you, alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk. Thank you so much for joining us. It's 1 degree right now in downtown Montreal, and we have lots to talk about on the show ce soir. First of all, if you'd like to reach us by phone, 514-790-0800, and by text, 514-800. And again, Dr. Monk can answer so many of your questions if you've got questions about Botox and fillers, skincare, cosmetic stuff. All that would be great to reach out to us tonight. And of course, don't forget that you can check him out at his office. His website is monkmd.com. And of course, his office line is 514-937-2757. Ronnie, thank you again for being here. We're very excited to have like one more kick at the can before the new year.
I know, it's almost Christmas and New Year. Crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. Is this a busy time for you at the office?
Yeah, I think, a lot of people going out of town, people going for 3 to 4 months down south. So yeah, people want to get their skin in order before they go, their skin checked and their cosmetic stuff done. So it's always a busy time around Christmas.
And what specifically are you doing at this point? Like if people are heading, let's say, the snowbirds down to Florida, like what are you doing for them?
Different things. So, a lot of what I do in my office is laser rejuvenation and different types of laser procedures. And, for those types of treatments, you really can't be tanned or in the sun.
Right.
So it's always busier, I'd say, in my office in the winter months compared to the summer months, where people tend to get more tanned and can't do many treatments.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing now the most? I'd say, a lot of photo rejuvenation, which is basically just full face light treatments to even up the skin tone and make the skin more youthful and more clear.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the most popular thing we do now.
Also
people want to look good for Christmas and want to look fresh. And so I'd say injections, Botox, fillers, that's pretty busy in my office this time of year as well.
Okay. Now, speaking of, I know we were talking a little bit more about people who are a bit older. What can we do to, ensure healthy aging and looking our best as we age? Because it's not when you're 70 that you start being like, ooh, I should have done...
No, aging is really multifactorial, and there's so many factors that go into it, from behavioral modifications, so things, diet, exercise, amount of sleep you get, all of that obviously contributes to your overall health as well as your skin health.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. There was recent studies saying that, the way our skin looks on the outside may actually have more meaning than we think it does.
Okay.
And they looked at kind of a population of people, how many wrinkles they have, how good the elasticity of their skin was. And they basically showed a correlation between how the skin looks on the outside and how healthy it is on the outside and the actual health of the person on the inside.
Wow.
In terms of their heart, their lungs, their kidneys. And it's so interesting that it showed a correlation. So if you behave well, meaning you get at least 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night, your diet is good, you're getting a good amount of proteins and carbs and fats and so forth, and you're exercising regularly, you're not only going to be healthier on the inside, but your skin's going to look better as well. So, that's one component to it. And then there's the other component. There's extrinsic factors like sun exposure, pollution. Mm-hmm. They create a lot of kind of these free radicals and oxygen species that can damage our skin and damage our DNA and cause aging and wrinkles and loss of elasticity.
Yeah.
So obviously things like sun protection, good sunscreens and so forth are key in looking your best and having, maintaining good skin health. And then there's just things that are out of our control. We're going to age, we're going to lose collagen, we're going to lose elastin in our skin. We lose that tightness, and we start to sag, we get brown spots and pigmentation. It's inevitable. So doing some various procedures like lasers, injections, and so forth, which we'll talk about today, can really make a difference and slow down the aging process.
Okay, perfect. Now, before we go any further, I did want to mention this because it's kind of big news for you. It's not kind of, it is big news. Your office is actually changing come February. So you've got big things on the horizon in February of 2017. Can you tell us a little bit about the new office?
Yeah, we are staying in the same building, really like the building I'm practicing in now. But right now, my office, for those that have been there, you know, it is a tighter space. The waiting room's a bit smaller. We have about 4 treatment rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I started my office about 2.5 years ago now. It's grown quite a bit, have more patients. And so I really wanted to be able to offer people, you know, a more relaxing environment, a more roomy waiting room. In our new office, we have about 11 or 12 treatment rooms.
Wow.
So it's going to be very roomy. Adding another dermatologist as well to join me so we can really meet demand and try to, you know, get our waiting times shorter.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be on the 4th floor instead of the 7th floor, nice roomy space, and we'll be offering state-of-the-art technologies, things from body sculpting to facial rejuvenation to injectables, neck rejuvenation, all sorts of things, as well as medical dermatology, which is obviously very important as well.
Perfect. And again, if you'd like to reach out to Dr. Monk, very simple. MonkMD.com is the website, MunkMD.com, and office line 514-937-2757. Can we talk a little bit about sunscreens? Now, it's funny because the last several weeks, the sun has not been out, but I think people don't fail to realize that it's still there.
Right. Have you been wearing your sunscreen, Kelly?
Probably not as much as I should. But I wore a ball cap a couple of days in a row, so I'm hoping that helps. But what do you want people to know, especially this time of the year? Because I think you get lulled into a false sense of like, oh, it's snowing, it's winter, like I don't need all this stuff.
Yeah. If you care at all about mm-hmm. how your skin looks, how your skin ages, you want to protect it against UVB and UVA.
Okay.
And although on a cloudy day like today, mm-hmm. you know, UVB gets filtered out by the clouds and we don't get sunburned because it's the UVB that causes the sunburns.
Yeah.
UVA is constant. It is there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same quantity in the summer and the winter.
Wow.
And on a cloudy day, it comes through those clouds. And if you're sitting in a window or you're driving in your car through that windshield, UVA is getting on your skin.
Wow.
And UVA, more than UVB, will contribute to aging of the skin and wrinkles and loss of collagen and elastin. So all of my cosmetic patients and all of my patients know that a broad spectrum sunscreen on a daily basis is a must.
Okay.
If you care about your skin, you got to wear your sunscreen every day.
Much more coming up on Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk. It is now 7:15, so time to head off to the CJAD Traffic Center.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
7:18 plus one in downtown Montreal. It's Kelly Alexander with you alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk. If you do have questions again about skin tones, injections, Botox, filler, skincare, this is the man you want to speak to until 8 o'clock right here on CJAD at 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. And we'd love your first name in the text. That would be great. So, Ronnie, let's talk a little bit about laser technologies. How does that work best in your practice?
We do a lot of photo rejuvenation. So what that means is basically using a light technology to just even out the skin and smooth the skin. Probably the most popular light technology to really even out skin is IPL or intense pulse light.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I love it is because it's a broad light. Okay. And so, you know, when you talk about lasers, lasers target one specific thing. So a laser will target redness or a laser will target pigmentation. But when you talk about light, light targets everything. So, you know, an IPL light will target brown spots, age spots, sunspots, as well as rosacea, veins. So, you know, when we look at somebody with a lot of sun damage, they kind of have a mix of skin tones. They have browns and reds and veins and age spots all on their face. And so when you do a full face photo rejuvenation, it takes about 20 to 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
The one I have in my office is fantastic.
Okay.
It's very strong.
Mm-hmm.
So usually IPL treatments, you need about 5 or 6 with an average IPL.
Yeah.
In my practice, we do 2, maybe 3 for a very damaged person.
Okay.
And the results are incredible. All it does is smooth and even out your skin tone. And I love it because it's safe. And mm-hmm. there's been good studies showing that if you do annual or semi-annual IPL, so 1 or 2 per year,
mm-hmm.
you're never going to have that sun damage accumulate, and all it's going to do is keep your skin even forever. So for me, IPL photorejuvenation is one of the pillars of anti-aging and keeping a youthful appearance.
Okay.
There's two other pillars.
Yeah.
There's good skincare, which mm-hmm. is super important, and we'll talk about, and there's injections. And if you do those three things,
yeah.
and I preach this to all of my patients, do these three things, you are going to look young and good mm-hmm. for a very long period of time.
Okay, perfect.
And what I tell people, because everybody's so worried about changing their appearance and looking different and unnatural, and what I tell everybody is it's going to look so natural that nobody's even going to notice. People are going to think you changed your hair, you slipped longer, something's different about you, mm-hmm. but nobody will notice what you've done.
Yeah.
But where they will notice is in 5 or 10 years when you're just not aging. That's
okay.
where all the changes will be noticed by other people.
Now, you were mentioning a few moments ago about skincare. What do you want to pass along?
So, I mean, the most important thing, which I mentioned before, is sunscreen, sun
yep.
protection. There is no good anti-aging regimen without good sun protection.
Okay.
But then there's great skincare products that will also help to keep a youthful, even skin. What I promote a lot, I get a lot of my patients using retinol creams.
Mm-hmm.
So retinol is vitamin A-based creams, and those are very helpful to build collagen and keep collagen tight.
Okay.
Helpful to prevent sun damage and to improve texture.
Mm-hmm.
And just smooth out the skin. So most of my patients are on retinols. The other thing that happens is, you know, over time, it's inevitable. There's a lot of oxidative reactions that happen on the skin, and we age that way. So antioxidants like vitamin C is great on the skin. Vitamin E can be very helpful. The other thing I love, there's these new growth factor serums that just promote collagen induction, stimulation, and those are also great for fine lines and wrinkles. You put some growth factor serums on there, and within a few months, you really see improvements. And the last thing I'll mention mm-hmm. in terms of skincare is a hyaluronic acid. So there's been a lot of new studies showing that hyaluronic acids, that's the type of stuff that I inject when I do fillers into somebody.
Yep.
But when you actually apply a serum or a cream with hyaluronic acid,
mm-hmm.
it really, really moisturizes and smooths out the skin from that perspective. So, you know, any patient that comes into my clinic and sees me for a consult, a large part of it is sitting down with my skincare specialist and going through a list of what cosmetics they're using and getting them on the right products.
We've had a couple of texts come in to 514-800, and Christine asks, does laser therapy work on acne scars on the backs on the back and shoulders?
So laser is great for acne scars. There's different types of lasers. The laser that I do in my practice is a fractionated resurfacing laser.
Okay.
So what that means is it basically drills little holes. It's kind of like microneedling. So it's little needles that we apply on the skin, drill little holes into the scars and into the skin. And when those needles are in, we deliver radio frequency energy that helps to stimulate the collagen to tighten and remodel. So it is incredible for acne scars. I love it because it's a very safe technology. It's very effective. After 3 to 6 treatment sessions, you really see a huge difference in the texture of the skin. And it's also great for all skin types. So, you know, I treat a lot of black skin in my practice,
mm-hmm.
and there are not a lot of lasers that are good and effective and safe for black skin, but the fractionated radio frequency that I do for the acne scarring is safe. So I just love it, and we get great results with it.
You're listening to Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk here on CJD. It's Kelly Alexander with you. Another text, Sydney has texted into 514-800. What are the options for a 12-year-old full of acne on the face? That's, you know, that's definitely a rough go for a teenager.
Yeah. You know, such a common problem.
Mm-hmm.
Acne probably happens in 5 to 10% of everybody, maybe even more than that, to be honest with
mm-hmm.
you. Everybody at some point in their life will get pimples and a little bit of acne, especially in the puberty years. But what people don't notice with acne, don't realize, is that it's often a chronic problem. And people think it's a teenage problem. And why am I 25 and still getting pimples? Why am I 30 and still getting pimples? But, you know, I see people in their 40s and 50s still breaking out. So it really is a chronic condition. So, you know, a 12-year-old who's full of acne, there's options. There's
mm-hmm.
good creams
okay.
that can help if it's more mild. If it's more moderate in severity, you know, usually I add in some antibiotic pills.
Yeah.
If it's hormonal with a female, you may think about the contraceptive pill, even though they are 12 and young. But contraceptive pill is a safe hormonal treatment that could be very effective for long-term resolution of acne. In my practice, I do a lot of chemical peels and a procedure called silk peel, which is really non-invasive and pretty amazing at drying out pimples and clearing up acne. And then look, terrible acnes, there's two options. We could do Accutane, which will clear acne pretty drastically, although there are side effects and needs close monitoring. And then what another treatment I do in my office is called photodynamic therapy, which is a very safe alternative to Accutane and is just a combination of a cream and a light treatment that is super effective at clearing up the skin. Okay. So there's a lot of different options. Best thing to do is to have a consultation and see what's best.
Perfect. And you can reach out again to Dr. Ronnie Monk at his office, 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757, the website monkmd.com. You're listening to Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk on CJAD.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Thank you so much for joining us on the show. Your host, Kelly Alexander, with the aforementioned Dr. Ronnie Monk. Don't forget to check out his website, monkmd.com. That is MUNKMD.com. His office line, 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757. The good news for you, though, is that Dr. Monk is here until 8 o'clock, so you've got time to reach us at 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. We do have a text from John, Dr. Monk. It says, I'm 35 and have a few blackheads in the nose. He has a dermatologist who's prescribed certain things, and he finds it expensive. And he says he does have a sensitive skin and works out a lot, and he's trying to figure out a way to get rid of these blackheads.
A lot of people are prone to blocked pores, blackheads, and actually that's one of the first signs of acne is clogged pores and blackheads and whiteheads and so forth.
Okay.
So, you know, what I recommend most of the time, a good cream to exfoliate the pores, like either retinol or a glycolic acid cream is very helpful to keep the pores soft and exfoliated. And then one treatment I do in my office is a treatment called silk peel, which is basically a very gentle microdermabrasion. So for those people that don't know, microdermabrasion, it's basically a little crystal wiped along the skin, very gentle, painless, but it's really effective at opening up those pores and unblocking and so forth. But what's really nice about silk peel is when the pores are open, it infuses serums that get deep in the pores. Okay. So depending on what your skin looks like, there's different types of serums. Either we infuse a vitamin C serum, which is a great antioxidant and will brighten the skin, or we infuse some salicylic acid for somebody like John maybe who has some blocked pores and a bit of acne. So it really, any skin type can do it, very gentle, no downtime. And after, I'd say, anywhere from 2 to 5 sessions, the skin just looks incredible and glowy and even and much better blackheads. So definitely stuff we could do with that.
Perfect. Now, we actually have a text from Anjana who says, is there any disadvantages with this treatment? But I'm not sure, Anjana, which treatment you're talking about. So if you want to text in specifically and let us know, because Dr. Monk's been talking about a lot of things over the course of the show. So let us know exactly which treatments you're talking about. 514-800 is, again, the text line. Can you talk a little bit about, I guess you call them injectables to soften wrinkles? Because that's, I'm sure, very important for a lot of us.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny how many patients I see on a daily basis that tell me, you know, we're talking rejuvenation and whatever. And so many people say to me, first thing, I don't want Botox. I don't want fillers. They don't look natural. They don't look good. I see this person, they're overfilled. I see this person. And, you know, I can't help but kind of chuckle because people don't understand what the injectables do. There's two types, okay? There's Botox and there's fillers. And Botox will relax muscles of expression. So a lot of people get these 11 lines on your forehead, and that's caused by just frowning throughout the day. Or you get lines around your eyes, and that's caused by smiling. And if we put Botox strategically in these muscles to soften them and reduce their, not numb them completely, but reduce the mobility, you can easily eliminate or improve the wrinkles that are around the eyes and on the forehead and so forth in a very, very natural way. So that's what Botox does. It's very natural looking.
Mm-hmm.
It lasts about 3 to 4 months. So you do have to do it every 4 to 5 months to really keep up the results. But it's a very subtle enhancement in softening lines related to expression. Okay.
So like laugh lines?
Laugh lines,
okay.
Forehead lines, exactly.
Okay.
Crow's feet.
Okay.
Fillers are different. Fillers add volume. Mm-hmm. Fillers lift. So we all, as we get older, we all droop down. We sag. We lose that volume usually in the cheeks that holds everything up.
Yep.
And
yep.
Everything falls down with gravity.
Great.
So Not so much. But what fillers will do, and if they're done properly, nobody will be able to tell what you've done, but they hold everything up.
Okay.
So the most common area I fill are the cheeks, and that just mm-hmm. gives a very natural enhancement and lift.
Mm-hmm.
I often do jawlines to tighten the jawline. As we age, we all get smaller chins over time.
Yeah.
I often
mm-hmm.
put filler into the chin to smooth out the chin. To me, it's all about maintaining natural, normal proportions.
Right.
And unfortunately, when most people age, we don't maintain those proportions,
mm-hmm.
and that's why we look old.
Okay.
So if we can put filler strategically in certain areas to lift the face very softly, very naturally, and maintain proper proportions of our nose to our chin, to our jawline, to our cheek, it makes an enormous difference, but in a very subtle way that nobody will be able to tell. And if my patients will tell you, the ones I've injected, that they look so natural that the biggest comment they get is, you changed your hairstyle. What did you do? Nobody knows they did filler, but it makes an enormous difference. And that's why, to me, injections mm-hmm. are a cornerstone of anti-aging for anybody. And I recommend that people start in their 30s,
yeah.
early 30s, because that's when we start to lose our volume.
Okay.
So you start with Botox in your late 20s, early 30s. You start with fillers in your early 30s, and you maintain it. You do it once per year. You do that, you do your photo rejuvenation,
mm-hmm.
you get on your skincare. If you care about your looks, that's what you need to do.
We've had a couple more texts come in to 514-800, Dr. Monk. First of all, Anjana got back to us, and it's the acne treatment that she wants to know about, if there's disadvantages to it.
I don't know if she's talking about the photodynamic therapy.
Okay.
So that's the one I said is an alternative to Accutane. So I'll tell you a bit about that treatment. It's basically, you know, I get a lot of teenagers coming in with bad acnes,
right.
don't want pills, don't want Accutane. So it's a treatment. It takes about 2.5 hours to do in my office. They come in, we apply a cream on their whole face. They sit there for about 2 hours with the cream on, with saran wrap, so it really penetrates. And then we put them under a red light for about 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
10 minutes per each side of the face. And what this does is the light kind of activates or turns on that cream.
Right.
And it gets into all the bacteria, the Propionibacterium acnes, that's mm-hmm. the bacteria that causes the acne, gets into all the bacteria and kind of kills the bacteria through
okay.
reactions.
Okay.
And it also gets into the oil glands and shrinks down the oil glands. So it's a very, very effective treatment for acne.
Uh-huh.
It's a very safe treatment for acne. The biggest disadvantage to it really is the fact that after it's done, the skin is extremely sensitive to sun,
yep.
but also to bright lights.
Oh.
So patients are really, they have to stay at home in a darker, dim environment.
For how long?
For about 48 hours.
Okay.
But
okay.
after 48 hours, I mean, the skin heals so quick.
Oh,
within
that's amazing.
3 days, it's healed.
Okay.
And usually I recommend for my patients, we do between 3 to 5 sessions, one per month.
Yeah.
And by the 3rd to 4th session, their skin is clear. And I'm talking about very severe inflammatory acnes.
Wow.
And you know, some people just can't take Accutane. There
yeah.
are lots of side effects with Accutane.
Okay.
There's people with Crohn's or ulcerative colitis that just can't take it.
Mm-hmm.
So photodynamic therapy is a great, great alternative to that in a very safe way.
Okay. You're listening to Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk here on CJAD. Again, he's here until 8 o'clock.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
7:49. Thanks so much for joining us on the show. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, with Dr. Ronnie Monk. Again, don't forget to reach out to him at his office, 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757, and the website, monkmd.com. That is MUNKMD.com. Can we talk a little bit about supplements? What do you want us to know about that?
I think supplements are important because You know, it goes along with our healthy behaviors and making sure our diets are good and complete.
Okay.
And I think, you know, there's been a lot of newer research about supplements that can actually enhance and improve kind of the radiance of the skin.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, the best supplements out there that I think we should make sure we're taking to make sure our skin is good and healthy are antioxidants. So there's vitamin C, vitamin A, vitamin E.
Mm-hmm.
So those are important. There's also some, you know, some herbal compounds that have shown some benefit in protecting the skin from, you know, UV damage and mm-hmm. other damage.
Mm-hmm.
So actually there's this interesting plant or herb called Polypodium leucomotus.
Oh my goodness.
Long confusing name, but it's so interesting because it shows benefit in actually protecting our skin
okay.
from UV damage.
Oh, wow.
So you take this as a supplement. I can't tell you the exact dosing. I'd have to look it up.
Yeah.
But there are supplements with that compound out there that if you take, you actually will, from an internal standpoint, mm-hmm. protect your sun from UV exposure.
Wow.
Which is so interesting. So there's like a blast off of, you know, research going on in this field, and there's lots of new companies coming out with various skin supplements that mm-hmm. I think have a lot of promise in promoting good skin health.
Now, we've had another text come in, Ronnie, to 514-800. He says, I'm a 45-year-old male with rosacea. Is there any quote-unquote cure or something to control the redness? Please help.
So there's no cure.
Mm-hmm.
Rosacea is that condition that causes a lot of redness in our face, and it naturally progresses over time. So it comes to a time where you're going to start to have a lot of visible veins and just persistent redness. The good news is that there's definitely treatments that are very beneficial. So in my office, I do a lot of laser treatment for rosacea. Between 3 and 4 sessions, we usually do them every couple months, and it is incredible at reducing the redness and the visibility of the veins.
Okay.
Really evening out the skin tone. Will the redness come back? Yeah, it always does. But,
yeah.
You know, a lot of people will kind of do treatments every few years just to kind of keep a control on their rosacea.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes what I recommend is doing an annual photo rejuvenation with IPL because that'll help keep a control on your rosacea on an annual basis.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do that, you really won't have an issue with rosacea.
Here's a random question about rosacea. Is it mainly Caucasian people that have that issue?
I think rosacea is in everybody,
okay.
but I think we only detect it in Caucasians.
Okay.
Because the truth is, in black skin, sure, they're red or whatever, but we don't see it.
Right,
you
okay.
know? So for sure, it's underdiagnosed in darker skin types.
Okay.
I do think anybody can get it,
mm-hmm.
but it's so common in whites because we see it all the time.
See it all the time.
It's about 5 to 10% of the entire population that has rosacea, so it's huge.
We've had another text to 514-800. Basically, it's a long text, but it all comes down to cool sculpting. Can you explain that?
So cool sculpting is a non-invasive technology that basically freezes fat cells. It's meant for body contouring. So anywhere you can pinch the fat, you can freeze it. If you freeze those fat cells, they form crystals inside them
mm-hmm.
After 1 to 2 treatments, and they die permanently.
Wow.
So it is a permanent procedure.
Okay.
It is painless. It is it's pretty incredible if you're a good candidate. So the best candidate for cool sculpting really is a slimmer person who's very fit,
mm-hmm.
but no matter how much they exercise or diet, they have these pockets of fat, whether it's their love handles or the center of their tummy, or we do arms, we do double chins.
Oh, wow.
Anywhere you could pinch that fat.
Pinch an inch, let's do it.
Pinch an inch, exactly. We do outer thighs, inner thighs, anywhere you have resistant fat, cool sculpting will work as long as you're the right candidate. It is an amazing technology. I do it in my office. I love it. I see amazing results with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't talk enough about cool sculpting.
Didn't you say you tried it for fun once just to sort of see if it would work? Like how it felt as to be the patient?
So I do everything in my office
okay.
because you have to do everything to be able to explain it to
right,
people.
Right, right, right.
So for sure I did cool sculpting.
Okay.
And I mean, I'm a slim guy.
Yeah, you are. That's why I can't even imagine it work or you needing it. But
well, I didn't really need it. I mean, I didn't have that much to treat there. But
yeah.
But I mean, I do see a difference with it.
Okay.
Even though I didn't really need it.
Yeah, but you wanted to try it,
but
right?
What I tell people is that I worked out that night.
Wow.
So you get liposuction-like results in surgical type of improvement, mm-hmm. but without any downtime, which is the best part of it.
And I think you said to me that it's just a bit of like numbness, right? For a little bit kind of thing?
So I personally had some numbness for about four or five weeks.
Okay.
Some people will get a little bit of discomfort right after the procedure, lasting maybe a week or two.
Okay.
But it's minimal. I mean, there's really no downtime with it. It's a very safe technology. Truth is, anybody can do it.
Fantastic. Okay. Now we're almost out of time, but I did want to ask you quickly about hands. Can you do laser tightening on hands?
It's a great question. So, you know, we do a lot of treatments on the face in my office, and then people look at me and they say, so I look, my face looks great. What about my neck? What about my hands? That gives away the age.
Yeah.
So we do a lot of body treatments too, for sure.
Okay.
So photorejuvenation is a great thing for the hands.
Okay.
It gets rid of all those brown spots and aging, and, and the hands are often a sign, you know, you look at somebody's hands, you know their age from their hands.
Yeah.
So for sure, photorejuvenation on the hands. The other thing I do on the hands is I fill them.
Okay.
Because you know, when you see visible veins on those hands, if you put filler right under the skin between the veins, it provides a layer and it's very, very rejuvenating. It gives a very youthful look. If we could hide those veins with filler, which is what the filler does so well, it is so nice in the hands. It lasts a while. Patients only have to do it once a year and actually makes a huge difference.
Now, before we bounce out of here, please tell us about the fact that your office is moving floors and getting bigger and better.
Bigger and better.
And better. I just think it sounds cool. Bigger, better, better.
So, you know, we're really expanding. I have great new technology. I just added a CO2 laser to my practice.
Oh, wow.
For those that don't know, CO2 laser is the best, okay? If you have deep wrinkles, if you want to totally get a new skin, if you have really bad acne scars, you're willing to do one or two aggressive treatments, CO2 laser will give you that brand new, clear, smooth skin that you've been looking for.
Wow.
There's a little bit of downtime.
Yeah.
About 4 to 5 days, you won't want to leave your house because you'll be red and scabby and so forth. It is so worth it if you're looking for a new skin. It's incredible.
Okay.
We do a lot of hands with CO2 also.
Oh, okay.
Because a lot of people have kind of very thin skin and CO2 promotes thickening and remodeling and collagen.
Okay.
So that's a great treatment. So my new office, bigger office, more roomy. I added some new staff to my office. So, you know, it's not easy to run an office, but we're always growing. We're always evolving new technologies. I'm very excited to be able to offer more to my patients and better treatment options.
And now you want to say goodnight to your ladies?
I have to say goodnight to my kids. My three girls are listening to me. I know they are. So my oldest is Gabby, middle Jamie, and youngest one is Avery. I love you girls, and I'll be home soon.
Perfect. Ronnie, thank you so much for this. We appreciate it. And happy holidays to you.
Thank you, Kelly. You too. Merry Christmas.
Thank you very, very much. So again, don't forget to reach out to Dr. Monk, monkmd.com, and 514-937-2757. My name is Kelly Alexander. A big thank you going out to Brian Kalasar for pushing all the right buttons. And coming up after the news on CJD, it's The Night Side with John Pohl.